This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghan officials say at least four planes chartered to evacuate several hundred people seeking to escape the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan have been unable to leave the country for days. Conflicting accounts emerged Sunday about why the flights were not able to take off as pressure increased on the United States to help those left behind. An Afghan official at a northern airport said that the would-be passengers were Afghans. He said many did not have passports or visas, so were unable to leave the country. But the top Republican on the U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee, Michael McCaul, told Fox News that the group included Americans, and they were sitting on the planes, but the Taliban were not letting them leave. He did not say where that information came from. An official with the U.S. State Department told the AP that the State Department has no reliable way to confirm information about such flights, including how many American citizens might be on them since it no longer has people on the ground. The official added that the State Department will hold the Taliban to their pledges to let people leave freely. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. A UN spokesperson said that the United Nations humanitarian chief met Sunday with leaders of the Taliban who pledged to guarantee the safety of humanitarian workers and aid access in Afghanistan. The humanitarian chief, Martin Griffiths, is in Kabul to have several days of meetings with Taliban leadership. Afghanistan faces a humanitarian disaster in the country newly under the control of the hardline Islamists. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News.